outside of the World Cup, two others went to Europe. One was Cliff Kingston, and the other was Bob Smith.
And who was the one who went to do the World Cup?
BM Birding Griffiths.
And he was the first cup final, I think?
He was. First Welsh Cup final, I believe.
First one.
Yes, first one. There's been two since.
So when can we expect then, Gordon, this book to come into publication? Because I'm sure all the members are eager to buy it.
It won't be for sale, I hope. I mean, I'd finish it, I hope, next year. I said to you, it's going to be done in my time. It's easy. Ernie and I could sit in this room and we could reminisce and bring out anecdotes of this association till the cows come home. The trouble is, outside of that, the facts are very difficult to find.
It tickled me when you said about paying for your trophy.
Yeah.
The third international match that I did was at, as a lineman, was at Merthyr,
yeah.
Wales and Scotland.
Yeah.
And we had a trophy, but the Scottish FA, even though they lost, were so pleased with the performance of the referee and linesman,
yeah,
that they presented us with a Scottish international schoolboys tie and blazer badge.
Excellent.
And Wales, not to be outdone, allowed us to buy their blazer badge.
One thing about the Referees Association, it gave you confidence, didn't it, when you get into that situation? I tell you a little story about when I was a lineman on football arena, meaning to, I don't get a smile. I was on the line of a match between Warsaw and Aston Villa in the third division in those days, so you had a long time ago. And it had snowed all the day and all night and so on, and I turned up at this ground, and we, because of the weather, got there very early. So did the referee, and so did the other linesman. The referee was a chap called Roger Kirkpatrick, who had a nickname of Mr. Pickwick.
Uh-huh.
Now, he was called Mr. Pickwick because that's what he looked like. He was rounder than he was tall, and he had great big whiskers, side whiskers all the way down here. And he had a great skill of making himself known. When the ball was dead, the ball wasn't moving, he'd run like hell. And everybody watched him, wouldn't they? When the ball was moving around, he'd think about the service. Anyway, he was a bit of a count. And at this ground, because of the snow, they rolled the snow, and they painted the lines in blue. So you had white snow, blue lines, made the lines very easy. And so I was in the dressing room with Roger, and he said, I can't remember the day, I could see the chapter was counting out, oh, I think it was with Jim Health, and the other linesman. And we had our normal preamble, and Roger was going to tell us what he was going to do for the game, and what he expected of us, and all the rest of it, and he'd never lined before, had he really? he was telling us what to do. And he ended up by saying, now what we're going to do is, when we get outside this door, we're going to run up the steps, and we're going to go out into the middle of the field together, and we'll look the smartest team out of these three. I said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing that, I said. Trust you, Gordon, he said. Why not? I said, well, I don't think it's the proper thing to do. But I'm your referee, he said, and I believe I have the right to tell you what I expect of you. I said, Roger, I don't want to worry you very much, but you've been snowing like hell for the last 24 hours or whatever. And to get onto the pitch in Warsaw in those days, you had to come into your dressing room, up about six concrete steps, into the corner of the field of play, and then you run to work. Anyway, I said, I'll make my way as briskly as I can, and I'll try to be as attentive to you as I can, and I'll do my very best for you, but I am not running out in the way that you suggest. So, okay, that's what happened. Anyway, Roger comes out, runs up these six concrete stairs, goes up in the air, on the blue line. And for the rest of the game, he had a blue line from his neck to his arm.
Anybody else?
What was the story? What was the story Eddie was referring
well,
to in his letter about the shower?
I thought it would be better.
I can remember, I mean obviously you know the teams. I can remember going at the time that someone was giving you a hoose, naked in the dress room, and going and wearing exactly the same and took his name while the showers were still going.
That's
I don't know if you could tell us the teams, but I can't remember then.
Well, it matters. I think really what it is you've just got to be strong enough in your character to be able to handle your dad. If they want to swear at you, or if they want to call you whatever, then they don't put up the consequences. Right. One of the things I am least proud about, I did a game at Clear once, on a Sunday. Clear were playing some pub team, I can't remember the name of the pub team. At that time I was very reluctant to do some games, but anyway, they'd been in the pub first and they'd had a skinful, and they were going to play this game, or nobody else did, of course, but that's what they did. And we had this game, it was awful. They couldn't kick the ball. They could kick the player. They couldn't kick the ball. They couldn't stay. If we were still staying there, they wouldn't score. And the language was getting worse as the beer was taking effect. Now I became a bit annoyed with all this. And eventually, I decided I'd have to send one of these guys.